Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at citibankonline.com. Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. Tonight in the Allen Theater on the Texas Tech campus is a celebration of the musical heritage of the South Plains. On today's show, we'll have all the details on the celebration of Lubbock Lights. Hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're in the office of Joe Moore, who is the director of the Texas Tech University Presidential Lecture and Performance Series. Joe, thanks for inviting us in. We always enjoy coming to visit with you.
Thank you so much for wanting to come. Appreciate it.
Well, something is taking place tonight here at the university that is well on its way to becoming a tradition, and it's been in place for several years. It's Lubbock Lights. Tell us a little bit, for people who don't know, what began Lubbock Lights? How did it start, and what really does it do?
Well, Lubbock Lights, Clint, is something that we started, as you mentioned, 4 years ago. And what we wanted to do was to put on a concert series that not only presented music to the community, that celebrated the musical heritage of the South Plains, but that also talked about the creative process and creativity and how people come up with songs that they come up with. And we thought, what better way to do that than to concentrate on some of our Lubbock musicians that are just so outstanding, which all, you know, came years ago with Buddy Holly, of course, world acclaim. But we have, as you know, some absolutely incredible alternative country, folk, Americana music, roots music that's come out of our region with people such as Joe Ely and Butch Hancock. Sonny Curtis was from here. The second year, we had Terry Allen and his enclave of folks who had produced the album Lubbock on Everything. So we recreated that on stage, which was just fantastic. And so tonight we're going to end that trilogy of the Flatlanders with Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Lloyd Maines, who's always our kingpin. He's our foundation, our keystone, right, if you will, for all of these. You know, he is a record producer extraordinaire, and he's the glue that kind of keeps everyone together. And then Amanda Shires, who is this young, incredibly talented fiddler, who, interestingly enough, when I was reading up on her, you know, she was handed a fiddle at the age of 10, and by 15 was playing with the Texas Playboys. So she's just pretty remarkable in her own regard and had moved to Nashville and has kind of hit the limelight that way and married fellow musician Jason Isbell. So we're tickled to have them. It's going to be at the Allen Theater tonight at 7 o'clock.
You know, you mentioned something that I think is profoundly true that everyone may not actually grasp, which is we have an incredible wealth of talent from here. And it's been not just 1 year or 2 years, but over time, we've had a consistent group of people who have gone to do great things. And so we have a lot to celebrate in Lubbock, don't we?
We absolutely do. And 1 year we had the young Wade Bowen, and it was so fascinating to watch him because he was sandwiched between Butch Hancock and Lloyd, and Terry Hendricks that year was playing with him. And these were like some of his heroes. So not only is it celebrating our music, but people that have been profoundly influenced by West Texas music. So we hope it'll kind of be a legacy for years to come. And of course, there's all this mystique about Lubbock Lights. What is Lubbock Lights? Is it UFOs? Is it, you know, from the professor's backyard looking up at this light array that no one could explain? So we were kicking around the idea probably 5 years ago now of having this kind of a musical tribute to our heritage here. And we thought about, well, why not call it Lubbock Lights? And that the real Lubbock Lights are our musicians and talented, you know, singer-songwriters. So, right. You know, Great. Hence the name and the tradition.
So a concert tonight, but you mentioned another component. You talked about the creative process. What did you mean by that, and what will you explore?
Well, you may recall, and we did talk about it on your show when we had Lyle Lovett that opened our Presidential Lecture and Performance Series, and a lot of that was a conversation with Lyle Lovett about his music, about how he comes up with not only the melodies but the lyrics. What ideas is he prompted to, you know, write about? And there is a lot about creative process going on right now. People are intrigued. How do you, you know, creativity is not just, in my view, I'm a painter or I'm a pianist or I'm a composer or I'm a songwriter. We all, if you really tap into it, are creative thinkers in some form or fashion. You know, it might be associative thinking, to where I have an idea and I want to connect a person with an idea, you know, and then something else is formed, which is kind of how my creativity blossoms, I think. You know, curating a series, pulling things together. So in this regard, we're going to be talking to these musicians about what inspires them. What are their muses? How do they think differently than maybe the person next to them? And what's cool about that is we're having these folks for the entire week. So everyone had come in on Sunday, and then tonight's the concert. And during the week, we've gone to different places. We have gone to Monterey High School to talk to some of their kids. We have also gone to different classes here, Mark Webb's philosophy class, Andy Wilkinson's songwriting class at the Honors College. And so we've just kind of been a little bit of everywhere through town to kind of get people and students and young people interested not only in the music, but in creativity and the creative process.
This is something that's always fascinated me, because whether it's music or literature or theater or anything like that, it doesn't happen by magic, although I think there is some magic to it. Yeah. But there is a process, and everyone has a process by which they do this. And it's always fascinating to me, because I've always been able to recreate, and I've been very comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. I cannot create. That's not something that I was gifted to do. So it's always fascinated me to talk to people who do have that and how that is developed. And what you're doing here seems to really want to dive into that.
I think you're right. And I think even in what you're saying about your, because you're an amazingly creative person, but in reinterpreting music, you know, in playing music that maybe, you know, someone else has composed, you're always going to put your own spin on it and your own talent and your own touch. So, and I think that's the fallacy, and it was something that haunted me for years when I was younger, because I wanted to be this overtly creative person. I wanted to be like Mozart, who at the age of 3 knew exactly what he wanted to do, and I was just going to, you know, soar to the heights. And I've come to realize that every musician or painter or composer or actor needs an audience, and that even being an audience or a patron of the arts, you're being creative. You're tapping into, you're responding to what they're putting out there. And I think that's all part of the creative process. You know, one of the things that we instituted with this particular program is we have a creative process luncheon that takes place in the sub. And, you know, we send out invitations across campus, like the first 100 people that come. And what happens is we'll sit down with our artists, and in a round table, it's kind of a box lunch kind of a situation. And the participants ask them questions about the creative process, anything that comes to mind. And it's just remarkable to hear the questions asked and answered. So I think it's really important.
Great. So the concert is tonight, both concert and the discovery of the process. Tell us more information about tickets and that kind of thing.
So it's at 7 o'clock, like all of our Presidential Lecture and Performance Series events have been, though this one is a sponsored program from the Office of the President. And it's at the Allen Theater. Tickets are available at all selected seat locations, which includes your local United Grocery Store. 770-2000 is the number. Doors open at 6:30. I encourage people, because our will call though we are managing it well, gets a little backed up. So if you can get there a little early, that's always terrific. And the Allen Theater has wonderful seating. Sight lines are good from everywhere, but we encourage people to get there. Parking is complimentary, so lots have been reserved around. And so you do not have to pay for parking. So don't go to the pay stations and pay, because it's already been cleared for you.
Great.
So we just invite people to come tonight and enjoy the show and end April with a bang.
Absolutely. Amanda Shires, Lloyd Maines, Jimmy Dale Gilmore. Great. What a great lineup of people.
It's going to be great.
Great. Joe Moore, thank you very much.
Thank you, Clint.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.